So what is the role of AI in inventory management? So we have seen dynamic pricing, we have seen maximizing of profit, we have seen reduction in increase in customer satisfaction, personalization. Now, does this AI play a part in inventory management? Yes, it does. Because as we said, when the di in dynamic pricing, when we discussed, the AI continuously monitors inventory by looking at supply side, which is your supply chain movements, and by looking at your selling side, which is sales transaction, and looking at what is there in the warehouse. And in the warehouse, they have gone beyond where they use the IoT sensors and RFID tags to even accurately predict where in warehouse the product is kept. That way, they ensure that there is no need or a minimal need for doing reconciliation. And because they have so much controls built, overlay built over each other, the AI helps in real-time inventory tracking and monitoring. Another aspect of AI in inventory management and demand forecasting is that AI, previously, there would be a team of people who will look at inputs from sales, they will look at market trends, they will look at supply constraints, the production capability, and all that, and come up with something known as demand forecasting model. That demand forecasting model was moved from manual into some kind of semi-automation using a concept known as MRP1 and MRP2, and leading to ERP. So there was an automation done, but the AI has taken it at a very different level, where AI on the real-time basis analyzes the historic sales. It is able to look at market trends with external data. It is able to predict the future demand and therefore helps the business anticipate the inventory requirement to meet that demand. And in case there is a change in external factor like trend, it is able to even change the inventory need by reducing it, therefore helping the customer or the business try to be at an optimal level as far as inventory is concerned by doing a proper demand forecasting. Second step, what it has done is it doesn't wait for any human to give an order when the inventory falls below the desired level. So as part of demand forecasting and material planning, it has put a limit, it has put a point where the reorder will take place, and the system is now smart enough to order at the reorder level and replenish the inventory, thereby always having an optimal level of inventory. So this has really helped in meeting the customer expectation, improving profit and satisfaction of the customer. So as I said, you optimize the inventory and you reduce stockouts, reduce a situation of excess inventory, you reduce your holding cost, and thereby giving yourself opportunity to maximize your sales opportunities. How does your holding cost reduces? Because you ensure you don't have excess inventory, and therefore you reduce your holding cost. At the same time, you know that these are the kind of demands that we have seen, and even season plays a part in that. And you have enough stock to meet the demand. So you are never in a situation of a stock out. At the same time, you don't invest so much in inventory and keep in inventory that the holding cost increases. So again, it leads to a concept called dynamic inventory allocation. So therefore, AI now dynamically across different warehouses stores. So in case the organization has different warehouses and stores, it is able to transfer material from one store to another or one warehouse to other, depending on regional demand, and therefore optimize the stock distribution as well. So to ensure that you don't get into a situation where you have a stock out or excess stock in any warehouse or stores. And this is a very complex thing which was done manually or semi-automated in a different way. But now with AI, this is reaching a next level and thereby improving efficiency and reducing cost. And mind you, this is all being done at the same time by helping getting customer satisfaction and increasing your revenue. Anomaly detection now with the help of IoT and other RFID, in case the stock level changes because of theft, damage or mismanagement. Let's say there's a flood in that situation and some stocks are damaged. The AI is able to identify the stock levels because of this. And because it is able to identify, it adjusts its inventory accordingly, and thereby bringing accuracy and reducing the operational losses. So how AI is done in demand forecasting? So because you use AI for forecasting your demand, you enhance the accuracy and you adopt the model, because it is able to go through the vast data set, your past histories and whatnot, and able to identify pattern that the traditional method would have normally missed. Because of this approach, it improves the business ability by anticipating customer needs, ensuring there is enough time to deliver on what the customer wants, and having an optimized inventory levels and a smoother supply chain to meet the anticipate the customer demand and meet the customer demand as and when it comes. And in the process, if the customer demand changes by sudden increase or sudden decrease due to any reason, the AI model is able to adapt to it and quickly change the strategy to ensure that your cost is still maintained at a level and your customer satisfaction is still there. And given an opportunity, you make more revenue per customer than otherwise. Now, what are the key performance indicators that we have seen in demand forecasting? So in demand forecasting, we have seen the accuracy has improved by 40 to 60%. The holding cost has reduced by 25 to 35% because of having a better accuracy model. The stockout is prevented by 30 to 45% reduction. And by doing all this, the revenue has increased by 5 to 10%. So what is the role of AI in enhancing demand forecasting? As we said, it goes through the historical data analysis, and thereby from that data analysis, it is able to identify some patterns. And using the external source, it is able to find the trend for future demand predictions. Now, this model therefore helps the business better prepare for the fluctuations, and the forecast becomes more reliable as an outcome of this. So market trend analysis, how does AI does market trend analysis? So what AI does, it monitors the market trends by going through the social media, by going through the competition sites, by looking at economic indicators, and accordingly come up with a model which predicts what kind of market trend is happening and where it will move. And thereby it gives an option to the business to proactively adjust their strategies to align with the shifting demand. Customer behavior analysis. Now, obviously, AI has looked at everything from sales, purchase, demand, supply, the customer behavior and everything. So it looks into customer behavior with more details by looking at their browsing patterns, the purchase history, the engagement metrics, their interest, external data source, if they are able to get into a CPD. And because of that, they are able to personalize the demand forecasting, and therefore because they personalize the demand forecasting, they are able to have a personalized marketing strategy. And at the same time, in some cases, especially in high-end luxury items, they can tailor their inventory to meet that particular customer's requirement. Now, the moment you do that, your customer satisfaction goes up, your revenue goes up, and overall your business improves. The AI model also looks at seasonality and external factors. So unlike human being, it doesn't miss all that. It even looks at holidays, the weather forecasted for that time, What are the economic conditions right now? Is the market going up or market going down? Is the job market up or down? And things like that. And because they factor in all these factors in their model, they tend to be more accurate in their demand prediction. And not only because they are more accurate in demand prediction, they help the business plan for peak seasons and try to mitigate to an extent possible the external disruptions that could have taken place. Data-driven prediction. So what happens is because the AI model depends on variety of data points, it's not necessarily the own data. It looks at market data, it looks at seasonality, it looks at the economic environment and so on and so forth. This makes the model more reliable, and because it is reliable, the accuracy of its prediction goes up. The AI also integrates with the CRM system. So the CRM system gives you detailed forecast at various levels. So the salespeople will normally put in at the product level, the category level, or regional level. And because they are able to now integrate with the CRM system, they are able to even revalidate their own model by the inputs from the sales team in the CRM system, and therefore even becoming more sharper as we go along. So what are the key AI technologies in inventory management and demand forecasting? So obviously the first key technology is the machine learning model. So there are various algorithms, machine learning algorithms, that analyze the historical data, which looks out for patterns, and using the patterns make predictions about future. And because they constantly self-improve, they become more accurate as the process goes more and they are able to consume more data. Tools like TensorFlow and PyTorch are used to create models, which ingest all this data and then predicts the future trends with high accuracy. Secondly, they use the natural language processing. By using natural language processing, what happens is the unstructured data is also collected, and then that gives you a valuable insight about the market trends, the consumer sentiment, and also in specific cases about competition. Predictive analytics. The AI technologies also start becoming more effective because they use statistical models and machine learning to forecast future outcome using predictive analytics. And because they use so much data, both internal and external, we kind of say it's a data-driven decisions rather than a feeling or a gut feel or something like that based decision. And thereby they are more accurate and tend to be more reliable as the time comes by. You have various platforms like H2O.ai and DataRobot, which provides frameworks for developing such demand forecasting models. Now, big data analytics. So there are tools like big data analytics, which is made for processing large volumes of data from multiple sources. So your current system may not be capable, so you have to go for big data analytics tools. And this is made or ready to process large volumes of data from multiple sources, and then you run the machine learning models around it. And therefore, it gives you an insight into market trends, what is the competition doing, and the customer behavior. So typical tools used in big data analytics are Apache's Hadoop framework and the Spark system, and they process massive data sets, and they bring about some meaningful patterns for the organization to take some decisions. As I discussed earlier, that today's AI has gone beyond just doing some modeling and showcasing some data on the system. It has been able to integrate with IoT and RFID technology, and then it provides the IoT and the RFID provides them real-time inventory data on where the data inventory is, in which warehouse, under which pallet, and which column, how many of them are there. And because you have this data, you are able ability to monitor and manage stock levels with greater precision increases dramatically. ERP systems. So as I said before, you have an MRP1, MRP2, and ERP enterprise resource planning systems like SAP and Oracle. Now they have incorporated AI models, which helps in automating inventory and forecasting task. And they also help in streamlining operations, and they improve the accuracy of the data because they have the controlled data which they can check and re-verify if the data accuracy is there. More importantly, like one of the major systems which Japan had come up with, just-in-time inventory, so that you don't invest too much in inventory and you get enough inventory to ensure that you're not stocked out. So now, previously we used to do with some amount of automation, but AI is able to take it to next level, where it is able to predict when the stock will be required. It is able to predict how the stock will come. It is able to find out how much time it will take to get delivered, how much development time is there, how much production time is required, and so on and so forth. And that is the reason why overall we have seen that whichever organization is able to get this piece right in the AI, in the e-com space, is able to reduce its storage cost and also minimize waste. Now, there are e-com giants like Amazon and Flipkart. They use these models to predict demand for millions of SKUs. And because they are able to predict demand, they are able to issue the demand, the purchase orders quickly, get delivery on time, and reduce storage cost. And at the same time, they have an optimized inventory levels for it. So supply chain management. So AI by itself is not alone. What it does it also looks at the supply side of the inventory. So it compares the stock breakdown structure, which is required, the work breakdown structure, the items required as going as part of the final delivery, and from where it will be picked up, what kind of quantity, what is the kind of wastages that were there before in the production environment. And it is able to align all this with production schedules, supplier deliveries, and distribution networks. So you have also, in addition, on the workflow or the shop floor now, you have autonomous robots and smart shelving, thereby you take, which is coming under the IoT part of it. They get data from there as well, and they are able to come to a situation where they are able to organize inventory based on predicted demand. Marketing and promotions. So applications of AI in inventory management and demand forecasting for marketing and promotions. AI predicts, using again a lot of models, about which products will experience high demand and when. So businesses bases this kind of output that comes from AI model. They are able to look at how to make a marketing campaign and promotion which matches with this experience of high demand, and thereby ensure that you have enough inventory to meet these demands. So you plan for the demand, you push for the demand, and you ensure the demand is fulfilled. And by doing that, you not only increase your own revenues, but at the same time, you ensure that inventory management and other things are properly taken care. So another thing that you use AI for is personalized customer experience. So what happens is, because the demand supply, you are aware, the market trends you are knowing, now you are looking at your own customer and seeing if you have put the customer in the right segment. Is he behaving as per that segment, and are you able to reach him at the right time when he's looking for something? So now you start looking at his experience and you start predicting his demand. And the AI does it for you. And because the AI does it for you, it can also offer a personalized product recommendation, which is called super personalization to that customer. So with all this, what happens is you are able to tailor the inventory and marketing strategy to meet the unique needs of individual customers. And this is very, very useful in luxury items or high-cost item brands, which are very unique to one item or two items. They are not mass-produced like other items. So this is where the AI plays a very important part. So what are the examples in Indian e-commerce sector? So you have one on Flipkart. So it is said Flipkart uses AI and machine learning for dynamically doing the demand forecasting. And because it is able to forecast the demand, and inventory management becomes the secondary outcome because of it. It looks like they are doing a very good job around it, as they are able to ensure that their inventory cost is not going very high. Second, we are seeing a lot of technology behind it, which is machine learning, big data analytics, and ERP system. So all this ensures the stock levels are optimized. You don't overstock or understock. Sales data real time is monitored. Your supply chain is monitored, and you enhance your operational efficiency. Another example in Indian e-commerce sector for inventory management and demand forecasting is the Amazon India. So it is said Amazon leverages AI to go through the vast data set it has, including customer behavior. It looks at seasonal trends and external factors such as local festivals and weather as well. And using all this, they make a very accurate demand forecasting and also have an automated stock replenishment module. So AI-driven robot is there in this warehouse, which ensures that inventory is kept at the right place with the right quantity and recon work is reduced to a large extent. So what kind of technology they are using? Again, they are using machine learning. They are using data analytics and robotics. Now, what is the benefit of doing all that? Because of improved demand forecasting, they are able to ensure that the inventory is kept at an optimized level. And because they are using robotics, they have ensured that the efficient warehouse operations are there by having robotics or robot automation, as we call it. Now there is AI for product image recognition and search. So people have moved away from text-based queries. Customers are now using images to search for products. And this needs to be provided at more intuitive and seamless experience. In this case, you come up with something known as computer vision algorithms. So the AI analyzes the visual data, which is either in form of images or video, and then identifies attributes like color, shape, size, and brands. And using that, it is able to find the product or similar products in inventory, and thereby providing the same to the customer. Now, because of this, if you have seen some things elsewhere in the world and you want to buy the same thing in India or otherwise, you just look at the image, upload the image, and you will be able to come to know whether a particular site is able to give you that or not. And this has led to a shopping experience which is beyond the text-based search, and you don't need to do much more. So you go wherever, find an image of what you're looking at, put it there. You can also use Google Lens to check this technology. Now this technology is becoming very mature, and the AI model around it is able to match very close to the similar products, even if they have slight difference in appearances. So that's a great thing that has come up. So in typically, how does this work? You upload the image or the photo that of the product that you're looking. So this could be at any store, street, or screenshot from social media. Then the AI now processes this image, and the algorithms behind that identify the patterns and significant details. And they do what is known as matching and classification. So they kind of match the product. They use CNNs and then bring up the relevance and confidence levels, and they show the result. And if the user likes the results, the user clicks and buys the makes the purchase directly from there itself. So what are the key technologies which are used in AI powered product image recognition? One is the computer vision. So the computer vision enables the machine to interpret and make decision based on visual data. And in e-commerce algorithms, they analyze the product image to match them with the product listing. Second is the deep learning, which uses, as we said before, machine learning is a subset of AI, and deep learning is a subset of machine learning, and deep learning uses neural networks. They use what is known as convolutional neural networks or CNNs, and which is very effective in doing image recognition. So even if there's a background lighting change, the angles and all, it is able to recognize the image. And then they process the image and able to match with what is required. They also use NLP. So any textual data which is associated with image, such as captions or descriptions, are extracted, and they are also used to search the relevant product. So you have examples of it is visual search engines. So you have platforms like Amazon and Pinterest use visual search engines to which allows the user to find the products by uploading images. Product discovery, it helps you to find the products which they would not have found through traditional searches. For example, Myntra, Lenskart, they use AI to do such product. Nykaa also provides detailed information about the products accordingly. Augmented reality in shopping. This is a technology which has been there for some time, and it is slowly getting used more and more. You would have some sample use cases where only AR is used to buy and sell everything inside the store. You don't even need to go to a store. For example, how would the furnitures look in their space before purchasing and things like that. It is still not come in a mainstream in a big way, but yes, slowly it is moving in that direction. So social media uses the AI to allow users to shop directly from images and videos, and therefore social commerce is a concept has come up there. So to summarize, AI takes the customer data, which is there in the context, so browsing history, past purchases, preferences, to provide personalized product recommendation as one of the pillar. They also look at market data, they look at competition data, they look at trend analysis, and they give personalized recommendation. Now, because of personalized recommendation, it leads to higher conversion rate and therefore customer satisfaction. Dynamic pricing tries to maximize revenue while maintaining competitiveness. So they adjust the prices based on the market condition, and AI enables these flexible pricing strategies. So that way you don't have people looking into it, and the speed of providing that is, say, different. AI-driven personalization or super personalization ensures the customer is loyal and the engagement levels are higher. Now, this results in better cross-sell and upsell. And by leveraging AI, business is optimizing profitability, they are staying competitive and driving a sustained growth in a highly dynamic market or competitive market. So with that, we come to an end of this session. Thank you for.